Welcome to the Concrete Build Financing, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. First, here's a word from one of our sponsors. Real estate investing is expensive, complicated, and out of reach for many. Until now, Concrete Build, CBLD, is changing the game with tokenized real estate. For as little as a few dollars, you can own a stake in commercial property powered by blockchain technology. Fractional ownership, secure transactions, real impact. Skip the red tape and invest in real estate like never before. Invest today at concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And now to introduce my guest. My guest tonight is Deborah Razzo. Deborah Razzo is an expert in real estate investing and in women, specifically real estate investing. Deborah Razzo from the Women's Real Estate Network specializes in helping women toward financial freedom through real estate. And we are delighted to have her here today. Thank you for joining us today, Deborah.
Thank you for having me, Nova. I appreciate it.
Wonderful, wonderful. So one of the questions that I ask all of my guests, first of all, to kick off our call today, is what do you see as the future of real estate? And specifically, how do you believe that crypto financing can play a part in that future?
Right. I think that crypto already is playing a part in that future, for one thing. I actually was not that familiar with how crypto was involved with real estate until I actually got property in Puerto Rico. Why Puerto Rico, right? So a lot of these crypto millionaires or billionaires, right? They were made overnight. There's a lot of tax gratitude, I'll say, if you are a Puerto Rican resident. So many millionaires, went down to Puerto Rico so they wouldn't have to pay an exorbitant amount of taxes when they are, monetizing their crypto. I actually ended up going to Puerto Rico and finding out more about this. Because I have real estate friends, not because I was really that into crypto. I mean,
Right.
I've dabbled. I'm just going to say I've dabbled and that's it, right? But in Puerto Rico, there is a lot of talk about tokenizing real estate. And I actually have real estate in Puerto Rico. We have a bed and breakfast there. And, and it's just been fascinating conversation around, where this is going. Is it staying? I think there's a lot of people. Is it staying? Is it not? I think it's here to stay. I really do. I think it's definitely the wave of the future. I think it allows a lot of people who might have been not able to invest in certain projects, they're now able to invest in certain projects. I really see it as one of the areas that real estate is growing. Another area, because you asked what I see.
Yes.
I'm actually a rehabber by trade, and another area that I see really growing is the use of materials. Our use of materials is changing. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, but like we're 3D printing houses now. like
Correct.
our use of materials, like it used to all always be concrete, wood, stucco. Like it was definitely some materials that we have done used for centuries. Now they're changing. Materials
Correct.
are changing, and the way that we make materials are changing. The way that we're putting materials into housing is changing. So those are two really big areas of real estate I see changing. Oh, wait a second. I have to say, I do see one other area of real estate changing, and that is there's more women in real estate now.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Deborah, you have spoken my love language in all three areas because Concrete Build does specialize also in 3D printing. And so we are definitely in the process of developing our own 3D printing communities. So tell me, why do you believe that now is the time that all of these changes in real estate really has not changed for a very long time? Why do you believe now is why we're seeing so many changes in real estate finally?
Oh, you know, I think it's change that has been long coming. I'll just say that there has been people in the hierarchies of real estate that haven't entertained change a lot. And now I think that the people who are in real estate are looking for new ways. They're looking for new things, new ways to structure things, new ways to build things. They're embracing the innovation instead of wanting to poo-poo it. So I really think it's generational in a lot of ways. I think some of that has to do with who's running and who is sustaining those real estate structures. There's a lot of statistics out there about women and their place in real estate. Their place hasn't traditionally been the owners, it's been the managers or the agents, the sales agents. And I think women have, they're changing their mindset about making other people money and making themselves money. I think that when women do things, we do it in a more collaborative fashion. And we also do it that's more community driven, right? We love building communities. We love making families, you know, like that's innate to us, you know. So I think in that change comes some more knowledge and desire to change the way things are being done, and also to change the way we're building and purchasing and everything else. So I think it's really generational, and it's also about, you know, people coming in and having a voice and being able to state it.
So I want to touch on a few of the things that you spoke about earlier. So let's talk about women, first of all. So yes, women are definitely coming into the real estate in a different fashion now. How does your company, or how is it that your network specifically empowers women to become more owners and developers?
I think I love, first of all, it came out of my need. All right. I still am. I'm a flipper and developer in Los Angeles. And then I take that money and I invest in buy and holds in other places. I was having a really hard time securing my next property. I was really hitting my head against the wall. This business can be frustrating, to say the least. And I was like, where are my girls? I need a glass of wine and to discuss this with somebody. I actually ended up just having a Sunday brunch with a bunch of women, and they weren't even flippers like me. Some of them invested in notes, some of them invested in storage units. But we all came together and we were helping each other. Oh, you know, I've had that problem, or I heard somebody had that problem and I'll help you.
Love it.
Yes. At the end of that brunch, I said I was thinking about doing this quarterly, and they were like, how about every 6 weeks? People ended up opening up their house and there was wine involved and we were
Oh,
all helping
yes,
each
sign me
other.
up.
Yeah, totally. And it was a collaborative thing. And then I started a meetup and we started all kinds of chapters, and this was pre-COVID when we were still meeting in person. And it came out of one of those chapter meetings that I really realized the impact that we were having. And that was when a young lady, I think she was in her early 20s, came in, and she'd been coming to the meeting for a little while. And she said, when I come to these meetings and I see these women, because our format is to have a woman stand and talk about her business model in front of the room, right? And how she juggles things too. Like, you know, we welcome that conversation. And she said, when I come to these meetings, I think, yes, I can do this. And I realized, like, I've gotten a lot of education from men, don't get me wrong, great education. And you know what? Is their internal alarm going off at 3 p.m. going, is somebody picking up my kids? Right? They have a whole different set of worries than we do. And I think it's so much easier for us to identify with somebody who's kind of like us and doing it, you know? And I think that's where the real impact has been made.
So you've created a mastermind of like-minded women who are all in real estate in different ways, but can really come together and encourage and support each other, which is very much needed. Thank you so much, Deborah. How can I sign up? First of all, listeners, anyone that's watching this show right now, how can they become involved in your network? And is it nationwide?
Yes, we went all online, just like everybody in COVID. And we still have, every once in a while, we have in-person events, but we're pretty much all online. And we have monthly meetings, and it's only $25 to attend. So you go to wreninspires.com, and WREN, our little bird. We like
Yes,
our
I see
bird.
that. Yes.
It, Wren is the Women's Real Estate Network. And you can go to reninspires.com and look for our calendar. And, you know, this month, I think we have somebody who is doing, she's renting houses by the room. It's kind of a Burr method, but it's not, but she's, you know, she's talking on that. And every month we have somebody different speaking. So, and on different things. Last month we had somebody speaking on financing and different ways to finance stuff. So, you know, it's always real estate related and it's always women. And so it's a really good environment. I like it. It's fun.
So there's no like a chapter fee. We just attend the meeting and you pay.
No, we used to have membership. We're actually in the midst of changing everything technology wise, right? Because that's the other thing that's changing rapidly is technology, right? We're changing everything technology wise, and we're putting together a Ren Educates page. So we're going to have women educators contributing to that page so that you'll be able to get free and paid for education. And then we'll continue to do the meetings. We're just not offering a membership. It's kind of a come as you are. And then once you sign up for the free pages, there'll be community driven chats.
I love it. So the meetings are all on Zoom, am I assuming?
Yes.
And so you just attend, and then every now and then you have in person.
Yes. And then we're constructing a chat area so that everybody can
connect as well. I absolutely love this. I really do. I'm planning on joining.
Good.
Thank you so much, Deborah.
Good. Our next meeting is next Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah, Wednesday the 16th. And you'd go to renmonthlymeeting.com to register.
What time is that?
It's at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Pacific
time. And so it's 5 to 6:30 Pacific Standard.
That is amazing. So in your personal business, you do flipping. And so how can my viewers learn a little bit more about that? Do you have a company website or anything like that?
Yeah, I do. I have my own personal website and it's deborahrazo.com, deborahrazo.com. And you can follow me on social media. I post the before and after pictures, which, you know, that's what I'm always looking for. So, that's what I post because I think they're sexy.
Right. And it shows your effort. It shows I was here. I made this better.
Right. I love that. I mean, I love the process. Otherwise I wouldn't be doing it all this time, you know? So I love the process of going in and seeing the vision of what it could be and making it that way. So it's really fun.
Well, I absolutely love that. Thank you so much, Deborah, for joining us today. This was a really great conversation. I really
Good. Thank you.
Yes, for sure. Well, I'd like to kind of just tie everything with a nice little bow for our viewers. So today you just learned a little bit about the empowerment of women, really, and women specifically that are in real estate and why we really need women. We need more women in real estate. So thank you so much, Deborah. I hope that not only will you connect with Ren, but also connect with concreteville.org.
Yeah.